Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman, and in today's delve into the Bugle archives, we are going back to August 2011. There was more bad financial news for the world, debts were racking up for the USA, and a little creative accounting was in order. Here's issue 163, entitled Debt to America, featuring me and John Oliver.
Top story this week, debt to America! Debt to America! Debt! Andy, as we've touched on in the last few Bugles, America has got a bit of a problem with debt at the moment. They haven't been particularly careful with their money and haven't really prepared at all for their retirement as an empire, which, as China will testify, is just around the corner. They've been very irresponsible with some particularly unnecessary luxury wars in recent time. The Iraq war was the equivalent of a middle-aged man buying a Porsche. It really smacks of a nation experiencing a midlife crisis and trying to capture its youth once more. America's current debt ceiling is $14.3 trillion, which means that it has pretty much maxed out its own credit card. And the three options seem to be, do you, one, cut that credit card in two, two, do you apply for more credit? Or do you, three, cut it in two, then tape it back together and hope the shops will still accept it? And it might be worth just briefly explaining how we've got to this point, because at first glance, you can find yourself thinking, this is f***ing insane. However, I must say that after you've heard this explanation, you are probably going to find yourself arriving at the same conclusion anyway. It is quite impressive for a country to be this dysfunctional. I believe after you've heard some of this explanation, the main question is going to be, how do these Americans put on their trousers in the morning?
14.3 trillion, John. That is a big debt ceiling. To me, that is the Sistine Chapel of debt ceilings.
It's true.
It is a truly mind-boggling achievement that people in centuries to come will still look back on and think, "Wow, that's f***ing incredible. How on earth did they do that? That is the product of a truly special mind. No normal person could have done that."
Mankind was involved in a number like this? Surely not. It seems touched by the hand of God himself. The US government gets a lot of bills every month, Andy. That's how it gets this high, including military salaries, interest on existing loans, Medicare, and a subscription to Cigar Aficionado that they keep forgetting to cancel. The current debt limit was hit back in May, but that deadline didn't turn out to be quite as deadly as deadlines are supposed to be. This is because they managed to extend the drop-dead deadline date to August the 2nd, which they insist is as deadly as deadlines get, and that no one wants to test the deadliness of this particular drop-dead deadline unless they want a large bowl of death on their hands. And they managed to cleverly extend this date by employing various economic tricks, such as postponing payments into government pension schemes and using better-than-expected tax revenues. And Timothy Geithner really is part economist, part children's party magician. He could make it look like a budget deficit has completely disappeared before simply lifting up a plastic cup and revealing that it was actually there the whole time.
But still no agreement, John. There seems to be an awful lot of baffling negotiation going on. It seems that the politicians of America have been horse trading like a French chef preparing to cater for a lavish wedding. But still no agreement. And quite a lot of petty political point scoring seems to be going on, John. I can't say that I've been following this particularly closely because I've been trying to write some unbelievably idiotic jokes. But what's the latest score in the political point scoring?
Well, it's currently 0-0, Andy, with both teams looking both angry and uninterested, if that's even possible. I mean, remember, the key thing is here, this isn't the government wanting to borrow money to buy things in the future. This is the government wanting to borrow money to pay for things that they've already bought. It's like a teenager going up to their parents and saying, "Please can I borrow $20 for a new car that I've just bought?" And the parents saying, "Wait, hold on, you've already bought the car. And didn't it cost more than $20? And the teenager saying, "You're quite right, it did. Can I have $35,000, please?" The problem is that all government borrowing in America has to be approved under the Constitution by Congress. Now, because there's no real... The strange thing is there's no particular need to have a debt ceiling other than to force massive arguments on a semi-regular basis. Most other countries don't have a debt ceiling. They just have an inbuilt sense of what they can and can't afford.
Well, I think recent history suggests that they don't have that.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I could almost sense the Greeks waking up in the afternoon over there saying, "What? That's not true. Anyway, please keep it down. I'm napping."
Again.
America.
For the 2,500th year in a row.
America is like a gambling addict that knows it has a problem, walking into a casino saying, "I have all the money that I'm going to spend here in my hand. Please don't anyone lend me any more, no matter how hard I beg you later on." Then, when they need more money later in the night, trying to win back some of their losses, they end up having to either use their car keys as collateral or start offering cut-rate hand jobs in the car park to raise enough to keep going.
I've got a system. It's going to come good. It can't land on black two times in a row.
The overall borrowing cap was actually first introduced by Congress in 1917 to make it simpler for the government to finance its efforts in World War One, and that was a war worth throwing some money at, Andy. You got a lot of bang for your buck back then. There was no way Congress was going to feel shortchanged.
Yeah. Also, you saved a lot on all those pensions that you didn't have to pay out afterwards as well.
That's true. It was a win-win and massive loss.
Bottom line, it made sense. Trench warfare made sound economic sense from a long-term financial picture. But how many governments would have the courage to say that these days?
Yeah. You're right.
Well, I guess, John, this goes back a long way, basically to 1791, when George Washington slapped one War of Independence on his nation's credit card for the now bargain price of $75 million. And I guess he probably didn't think at that point that his inspirational Fight Today, Pay Tomorrow scheme would still be quite so avidly pursued in the early 21st century. But I think a lot of it comes down to the problems of democratic government, John, because essentially the art
of democratic government is to spend vast amounts of money on being seen to be doing stuff, mm-hmm. financed either by spending money you don't have or cutting back spending on actually doing anything. And therefore, governments basically won't economise significantly, because the less they spend, the less they can appear to be doing, and therefore the less reason they have to exist. But I guess we do need to keep things in perspective, John, because, let's be honest, the Black Death was worse. You know, we might have tough times at the moment, but at least we can sneeze without having to cancel all of next week's appointments.
That's true, Andy. Well, that's the first thing that's not been depressing that I've heard regarding commentary around this story.
There were warnings about things like this happening. Let me quote from Abraham Lincoln, the professional ex-president and two-time hat wearer of the year, who said this in 1864. He said, "I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned, an era of corruption in high places will follow, and the money power of the country will endeavour to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until the wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed. I feel at this moment more anxiety for the safety of my country than ever before, even in the midst of war."
Oh my God.
Can't say this kind of crept up on us like the once in a century credit tsunami that Greenspan described it as? Thomas Jefferson: "I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property in until their children wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered." There you go. Here's another one. "The national budget must be balanced. The public debt must be reduced. The arrogance of the authorities must be moderated and controlled. Payments to foreign governments must be reduced if the nation doesn't want to go bankrupt." So this warning, do you know how long ago that was said, John?
How long?
55 BC by Cicero.
No f***ing
way. Have been ignoring that advice for over 2,000 years now, John. And there's no sign that we're going to start gnawing it.
As the deadline on Tuesday approaches, the tone of the discussion varies from apocalyptic visions of the world collapsing to almost creepy positivity. Because Harry Reid hinted of a potential compromise at the middle of the week when he said, "Magic things can happen here in Congress in a very short period of time under the right circumstances." He then pointed at a wardrobe and said, "Maybe there's a mystical world somewhere in there, and we'll all go on an adventure which will teach us about the importance of cooperation. We'll learn these efforts from a mystical lion in a not-that-subtle religious allegory. And even though we'll be in there for months, when we come out, only seconds will have gone by." Then he paused and looked at the floor and said, "Or maybe we are f***ed." And likewise, the president tried to fire up the American people whilst actually annoying them by interrupting the Bachelorette for a presidential address on TV this week, and he said, "Let's seize this moment to show why the United States of America is still the greatest nation on earth. Not because we can still keep our word and meet our obligations, but because we can still come together as one nation." Before saying, "Ah, f*** it, even I don't believe that. Let me try again. Let me just go back and try that again. We're what now? We're live." Oh, fudge.
Thank you, Buglers. More top stories tomorrow and yesterday and right now. If you've enjoyed the show, tell everyone you know all about it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.